Rebuilding the Walls. Nehemiah was a Jewish man who served the king of Persia. One day he got news that the people of Judah were suffering. He was shocked to hear that the walls of Jerusalem were in ruins. He started crying and was depressed for days. He prayed and asked God to help his people. The king saw he was sad, so Nehemiah told him about the situation in Jerusalem. The king said, "How can I help? Please, send me to Jerusalem and give me permission to rebuild the walls." "Go, I'll give you letters for safe travel." When he arrived in Jerusalem, he didn't tell the people why he had come. Instead, he spent 3 days looking over the situation. Finally, he brought the leaders together and explained how the king of Persia had given him permission to rebuild the city walls. He said, "We can't live with this situation any longer. It's time to rebuild the walls." The people agreed and committed themselves to the project. It was decided that each leader would choose a section of the wall as his personal responsibility. They immediately organized their families and started working. The non-Jewish people of the area were shocked when they saw what was happening. They laughed and told jokes. "These people, they're too weak to rebuild their wall. I can see it now. They build a section of the wall and it falls down as soon as a little fox jumps on it." Still, the workers were determined and worked faster. Soon the wall was halfway up, and they started joining the various sections. This made their enemies furious. They realized they had to stop this construction. They threatened to sneak up and kill the workers. They said, "We'll do whatever it takes to stop this wall." Fear gripped the hearts of the builders. So they set up guards to watch day and night. Nehemiah said, "Don't be afraid. God is stronger than your enemies. Be prepared to fight. Fight for your fellow Jews. Fight for your sons and daughters. Fight for your wives and your homes." The workers set up a warning system in case there was an attack on any section of the wall. Men were prepared to rush to that area and fight. Everyone worked together, and soon the walls were done, except for the gates. The enemy decided their only hope of stopping the project was to kill Nehemiah. To do this, they had to get him out of the city. So they sent a message asking him to meet them in a nearby village. Nehemiah said, "I'm doing a great work here. Why should I stop so we can talk?" They begged him to meet with them. Finally, they sent a message. "People are saying you're building the wall so you can rebel against the empire and make yourself king. Unless you meet with us, we're going to tell the king of Persia about your rebellion." Nehemiah ignored their threats and continued working until the walls and gates were finished. It only took 52 days to complete the project. At last, the city was protected. The people rejoiced and sang praise to God. Ezra stood before them and read the law of Moses so all could hear. The people dedicated themselves to follow God's commandments. The Jews who lived in surrounding towns decided that 1 out of every 10 families would move into the city. God had done great things for Israel, and even their enemies were amazed.